in Celebration Hour, and Yega Soprano, who I brought on, back in last September. So that's the entire HunterShimmer.com lineup. It's all there in the HunterShimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterShimmer.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disset.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. So you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
Donald Trump is claiming to know nothing about the former Grand Wizard of the KKK. Trump told CNN's State of the Union that he wouldn't disavow Duke's endorsement and would have to do some research on white supremacist groups. CNN later reported Trump cited Duke and Pat Buchanan in 2000, explaining why he ended his affiliation with the Reform Party presidential campaign. Leonardo DiCaprio, Mad Max, Fury Road, and Spotlight are among the big winners at the Oscars. DiCaprio took home his first Academy Award as Best Actor for The Revenant. Mad Max won the most Oscars with 6, most of them coming in the editing categories. Spotlight was the upset winner of Best Picture. Officials in Ohio are identifying the pastor killed at a Dayton church. William Schuller was shot and killed in an office at the St. Peter's Missionary Baptist Church yesterday. His brother Daniel is accused of the murder and is under arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do. Now I do, at least, because I use Ovation Cell Therapy. The Ovation hair products are absolutely wonderful. You know, they did a customer survey, and over 90% of respondents said they would recommend Ovation hair to a friend. And I'm one of those over 90% people, because I have to tell you, my hair has never looked better. Now, in the winter, you wear a lot of hats, but as we head towards spring, you're going to want to let your locks out so they look luscious. My hair really has never looked better. And I bring it when I travel. I used to always use the shampoo that was in the hotel. No more, because I've never found a shampoo that works better. And I was thrilled when they asked me to actually endorse the product because I believe in it. And it makes it so easy to say, go for it. Go to OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com, and you'll get a special introductory discount if you click on Station ID and pick Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. OvationHair.com. Try it. You'll love it. OvationHair.com.
The retired Air Force general who headed the CIA and the NSA says the military could refuse to follow Donald Trump's orders if the Republican candidate becomes president. General Michael Hayden said on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher that killing terrorists' family members, which Trump advocates, is banned by the Geneva Conventions.
If he were to order that once in government, the American Armed Forces would refuse to act.
Hayden said members of the military are not required to follow an unlawful order, and killing a terrorist's family member would violate, quote, all the international laws of armed conflict. An American student held in North Korea is confessing and apologizing for committing a, quote, hostile act against the communist state. Otto Warmbier has been detained for nearly 2 months. He appeared in a press conference this morning at the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. He's accused of trying to steal a banner with a North Korean political slogan. Crude oil prices are mixed this morning, and experts are wondering whether the market has bottomed out. The international benchmark Brent crude was trading just over $35 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
SpaceX is working to fix the problem that caused a Falcon 9 rocket to shut down its engines just as the countdown clock reached zero.
3, 2, 1, 0. Okay, we have launch abort.
Even before the abort was called, the launch was delayed by half an hour because of a boat that entered restricted waters near Cape Canaveral. The rocket is carrying a communications satellite that will provide internet access in Asia. SpaceX wants to land the rocket's first stage on a barge off the Florida coast so that it can be used again in a future mission. A new iPhone could be on the way in less than a month. BuzzFeed reports that Apple will release a new small-screen iPhone and new iPad on March 21st. The new devices would be Apple's first product announcements of the year. The product launch will come a day before Apple's federal court hearing against the FBI. The tech giant is squabbling with the feds over a push to hack into the iPhone of one of the shooters in the December San Bernardino terrorist attack. Apple has filed a motion to dismiss the request from the government. New York Senator Chuck Schumer thinks airline passengers deserve more legroom. The senator says seats in economy and coach have been shrinking for years.
The average passenger feels like they're being treated as a sardine, squeezed and squeezed and squeezed.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the lack of comfortable seating is a big concern for passengers.
I think people feel more strongly about the lack of legroom and seat space than they do about the lack of food and no free peanuts.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Next up, local weather and Chef Bill's Table.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. 39 degrees outside our studios right now. Today, scattered showers, mainly before noon, and then gradual clearing, high near 60. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-30s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 55. Tuesday night, showers likely mainly after 1 a.m. Lows will be in the upper 30s. Showers likely on Wednesday in the morning. Otherwise cloudy, high near 53. A little breezy with southwest wind 13 to 22 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Cloudy on the overnight Wednesday, low in the 20s. Thursday, sunny, high in the 40s. Down back in the 20s Thursday night. Cloudy on Friday, high in the 30s. Down in the 20s again and clear so far for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Monday morning. Time to gather around the table and talk about food, food holidays, celebrations, family meals, anything shared. Well, today's leap day, 29th, comes around every 4 years. And actually, the food day celebrated today is surf and turf. And the 7th, next week, is National Cereal Day. Kind of, well, think about cereal. There's an article, well, actually the whole the food section in the Times last week about breakfast and some of the trends that are going on with breakfast foods. Of course, we see more and more restaurants offering breakfast or at least breakfast selections all day. We've always been a fan of breakfast in our house. One of the columnists, Sam Sifton, was reminiscing about when he was a food critic. He was always working nights out for dinner, and breakfast became the family meal, and struck a little chord with me, a little kindred spirit. As my schedule as a chef has been the same way when kids were growing up. We made breakfast our meal where we sat down together because I was away for the evening meal. And I guess I got into the habit of that early on when you're both working and, you know, for a period of time, kids are going to maybe childcare or even, you know, starting off in school. And I wanted to make sure that they got a decent nutrition first thing in the morning. Made sure that they got some, so no matter what they ate or didn't eat the rest of the day, it didn't really matter. Made sure that they had, you know, a little bit of protein, nothing too fatty. You know, have the grains. Have just a, doesn't have to be a multi-course affair. In fact, breakfast, we like to kind of have everything at once sometimes, like in a brunch. But you see, even the fancy dinner houses, they'll do brunch, or some even will open early for breakfast. And I guess, especially in cities, there's a need for it. I know a lot of people are on the go first thing in the morning, and of course the drive-thrus are hopping with people picking stuff up to eat in their car. We just don't allow the time for it. And I think family meals, whether you have them in the morning or at lunchtime, which in many cultures lunch is the main meal of the day, everybody gets stops and even takes a break for a couple of hours and has a meal together. And oftentimes now in our culture, we're so busy, even dinner time is eaten on the run because of schedules and after-school activities or commuting time, working late. It's tough out there. And the family meal, it doesn't really matter what you have. It's the fact that you spend the time together. And breakfast, for me, of course, is, and as Mr. Sifton points out, is actually a quicker meal to cook. Not a lot of preparation, although you can get some things ready the night before if you like. But what involves is getting up a little bit earlier. And for me, instead of making a bus schedule, because I worked and I was free in the morning, I could drive the kids to school instead of having to go. It gets you an extra 15, 20 minutes sometimes. Could be even half an hour, depending on the bus commute. So we made the time for it, and it was important, and they remember. You remember growing up, you know, yes, you know, my nights off, we'd have family dinner, but breakfast became our family meal, and not just to my, you know, like not didn't have to be a huge meal or anything fancy, but it was our time together. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. I apologize, we started a little bit late today, but we'll come back and look at some of the things we can do for breakfast, some ideas, and how you can make it, maybe find the time and make it your family meal, Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The stars. All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's Table. So we're going to talk some ideas for breakfast. So standard breakfast, of course, we always think of eggs. And I like eggs. And they've gone up and down in favor as far as are they good for you, are they bad for you. Really nutritionally perfect food. Still most inexpensive protein out there. And unless you've have a really bad cholesterol problem, you know, an egg a day isn't bad, or several times a week at least. We would always have, it would either be cooked cereal would be ready, or some form of an egg would be either a soft-boiled egg or what you call a poached egg, the little steamers there, maybe probably more exact, call an egg cocotte, baked in a, you could bake eggs in an oven in a little ramekin with a little garnish in it. Those are always nice, especially if you have to serve, well, there were, you know, seven, sometimes eight, trying to get out of the house in the morning, so the eggs would be there, ready to go. Boiled eggs are always nice. We'd have the egg in the cup with the toast sticks. But so the Times goes into, you know, different techniques for cooking eggs and even recommends with toast instead of just your standard whipped, mass-produced bread, to have something a little better. And there's even your grocery stores now have what they call their artisanal breads, whether they're par bakes and they're finishing them off there or actually contracting with a bakery. It is worth it to have a nice bread. Well, it could be a bagel, could be an English muffin. But toast, when you take a good country loaf that has a little bit of character to it, maybe, you know, whole grains, whatever your choice is, and you either can buy it sliced or if you slice it yourself and make good toast. Now, one thing I found with toast, you see this many times in restaurants, they have the toaster cranked so high that, of course, it browns the bread on the outside, but the inside is mushy, so you go to spread something on it and it kind of collapses. And part of it's the amount of moisture that's in the, maybe the factory bread. But oftentimes it's just too much of a rush. And when I toast, I, instead of using the pop-up function on the toaster, we have a little toaster oven, I prefer to use the oven component, slide the bread in, close the top, and put the oven at 350, little toaster oven. It could be, if you're doing a lot of toast, you could use your regular oven, go a little bit higher, maybe 400, and give the bread a little bit of time to dry out before it browns, and you have crispy toast. I don't know if you remember the old holders for fancy service. There are little racks there where the bread would be standing up, separated. It wouldn't be lying one on top of another because that steams it, kind of makes it soggy again. And it would be wrapped in a nice warm napkin and nice and crispy. In fact, Melba toast, which we all know, usually you buy it like a thin, flat cracker type thing. It was made for Nellie Melba. Of course, chefs always invent things for, well, then it was opera stars, but now it could be movie stars, could be anything, anybody of fame. But the ladies always got, many great dishes were done for royalty or for the ladies. So she complained that her toast wasn't crisp enough, and the chef took the toast and sliced it through again to make it half the thickness, and then retoasted the cut side and sent that out, and it was perfect, nice and crispy, nice and thin. But so in thinking of that, when you make toast, take a little bit of time, don't just blast it and just to get the outside brown. Let it dry out a little bit, because you're going to put something on it, whether it's a spread or a jam, or if you're using it for, we always make the sticks for dipping in the egg yolk. But take care of the simplest things. Oftentimes, technique is more important. The paper goes, you know, they have a section on brewing coffee. You know, how to do, I mean, with all these machines now and pods and all these things, I still like, we used to belong to a coffee of the month club. Get something very good. Grind it. You grind the beans yourself, fresh. And I found, of course, the pour-overs are nice. We used, you know, the little Melitta filters there, just with hot water poured over into a carafe. And, of course, you graduate to a coffee maker. And the latest way I enjoyed the coffee was, of course, the French press. Let the coffee stir it in there and then you've got a reusable filter, you don't have all the paper. It was really, probably that's still one of the best ways, I think, to make a pot of coffee. And then if you need it to be held warm, you can always put it into a thermos type of carafe. Now, eggs. How are we going to make our eggs? You could save time the night before with some items. If, say, you're going to make an omelet, or you're going to do scrambled eggs or a frittata. Kids used to like, I would make a frittata and decorate it with little strips of ham and things, and I'd call it, I'd cut it into wedges, and I'd call it breakfast pizza. That was one option. Another option, you know, instead of pancakes, I would make polenta the night before. One of the boys had a sensitivity to wheat, and I'd make the polenta, the cornmeal, spread it out on the tray, let it chill, and then you can cut little shapes or squares or triangles and simply saute that back on your griddle. Get it, you know, a little heated through, a little crispy on the outside, and that would sometimes be our pancakes. And, of course, you don't have to have them sweet all the time. Many cultures do different things with crepes and pancakes, and not necessarily, I mean, granted, a nice sweet pancake is good for dessert, good for any time. And I always liked even a savory sauce. So you have a, you know, a pancake that's not overly sweet, or even if it's a regular pancake, buttermilk or whatever. Some cream chicken or some chip beef, something in a, or even a mushroom sauce, something a little more savory over the pancake. Of course, always cereal. Cereal, remember the history of it. It was, people used to, well, they were, again, running out of time, cooking whole grains in the morning, porridge, oatmeal, whatever you wanted to call it. Once the cereal was, grains were able to be cooked and flattened out, it, and then just softened back up again with milk or even warm water if you can't have milk. Cereal became this great convenience food for the morning. And now you see cereal, of course, you see restaurants concept, cereal bars. You have pastry chefs infusing milk with different cereals, bartenders for cocktails, pastry chefs for desserts. Now, what happened to cereals, of course, they got sweet over time. And what I used to do is take one of the old-fashioned, good, non-sweetened cereals and kind of mix that with sweetened cereal. I know when we were growing up, we were allowed those once a week. That was it. The rest of the time, it was your standard, you know, rice or corn, wheat cereals that did not have that extra sugar. Now, that doesn't mean that kids won't dump a lot of sugar on the cereal, but you can at least control some. Some of those are, they get a little bit of fatty, a little extra oil in them. Sometimes the granolas that you buy, you know, watch the calorie count. I mean, yes, there's some nutrition there, but oftentimes there's a lot of hidden calories. There's sugar, there's salt, could be fats. Just be careful of that. Sometimes you're better off making your own mixes. But we all relate to it. Look at hotels now, even your inexpensive ones. Everybody has something, you know, whether it's just a bagel and some fruit, some muffins. Muffins are good, but they, you know, sometimes, again, those have gotten to be more like dessert. So you really, you know, can get carried away with too many of the wrong calories. You don't want sugar bombs in the morning. Yes, you'll get going right away, but then you have that crash afterwards when your blood sugar drops. Traditionally, of course, the American breakfast, based on the what the English call the fry-up, have some meat, some eggs, maybe, you know, some potatoes, even in, could have beans, could have a little tomato with it. And I think maybe that might be still something you could do. Now, the breakfast meats don't always have to be fatty, high-caloric meat. Yes, sausages are great. Bacon is great. That's what we usually attribute to breakfast. But ham can be much leaner. And there could be other meats or even fish that you might like. I mean, look at of course, smoked salmon, a little bit of, or any smoked fish, a little bit of that goes a long way. But planning for the night before is what's important, and we always like potatoes. You say, oh, those take time, and we got a break for weather, but we'll line you up with a few strategies. In fact, if you're preparing dinner, you could also, at the same time, or just with a little bit of effort afterwards, set yourself up for the next day for breakfast and then be able to have that family meal. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
The tax returns are being audited. I have been audited for many, many years. It is very, very unfair.
Donald Trump is pointing people to the FEC to learn about his financial status. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Trump avoided answering specific questions about his tax returns. He maintains he's being unfairly audited and won't release his returns during an audit. Trump says anyone curious about his finances can go to the FEC and look at his more than 100 pages of financial disclosures. Super Tuesday presidential primaries and caucuses are on in about a dozen states this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are the Democratic candidates. The Republican race includes frontrunner Donald Trump, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, Governor John Kasich, and Dr. Ben Carson. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is blasting Donald Trump for not disavowing former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke's endorsement. At a rally in Virginia, the Florida senator said there's no place in the conservative movement for the Klan or Duke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, back at the table here, Chef Bill. So what were some breakfast strategies? Of course, we always like potatoes, our family. And if I was in the kitchen, I was, you know, cooking dinner, I would always make a little bit of extra. I used to call it planning or engineering your leftovers. And if you're doing baked potatoes, throw a few extra in there. If you're boiling potatoes, home fries are easy, but you need cooked potatoes. And for me, the shredded hash brown is always best with the baked potato. It gets a lot of the moisture out of there, although boiled or steamed potatoes would be fine. And whether you cube them or slice them or shred them, hash browns, home fries, always nice in the morning. And you could stretch them with a little bit of the protein. So say if we had ham for dinner, we'd, you know, chop up a little bit of the leftover ham roast and put that in with the hash. If I had chicken or turkey, I know I worked in one restaurant, we did brunch, and we would make chicken hash. Now, the 21 Club, of course, it's kind of more of a cream chicken type thing, but we actually would poach nice chicken breasts and shred the meat and do that with the hash browns and put a nice, a sherry based cream sauce over top. And you think of, you know, the sausage gravy. Sometimes hotels have that, especially down, you know, south, over biscuits. But a little bit of protein, and it could even be, I mean, smoked salmon would be good if you like a little seafood. Nothing wrong with that. Seems to be breakfast. We don't really think of fish too much, although when I worked in summer resorts, guests would go out fishing in the morning, and they would bring back, they would actually they'd catch trout in the lake. And we offered as a service, we would clean and cook the fish for them for, you know, a nominal fee, or some places wouldn't even charge, but clean the fish and bake it or saute it for breakfast. Have it with your other foods. Trout's very mild. It actually, if you don't like fish, you'd love trout, or any of, you know, the lake fish are always good that way. Not too fatty and not really strong flavored. But a protein, some potatoes. If you have mashed potatoes left over, I know even our smashed potatoes we do at Jake's. My son's taken them and his friends, and they make patties out of them and brown them back up because you've got the sour cream and butter and everything already mixed in there. And when they're cold, you can form them. Now, some recipes would call for maybe taking cold mashed potatoes, add a little bit of egg to it to help hold it together. And even flour. You know, people would call them potato pancakes. For me, real potato pancakes, you start with the raw potato and grate them. Drain off some of the water. Leave the potato starch behind. And then add your egg. A little bit of flour. And that's the latkes, they're called sometimes. But, and those, again, those have to be done fresh. The only other option, if you like those, if you want to save time in the morning, would be to make them the night before, chill them down, and then they can be very, very easily reheated in a low oven or in a toaster oven. And think of all the convenience foods now that are breakfast-based. You could buy waffles, you could buy French toast, you know, French toast sticks. Those are good, but you're paying a lot of money for the convenience, and if you make your own, you can kind of control the ingredients that you're putting in there. You can flavor them the way you want. You make them less sweet or maybe different additions to your batter. That's why I always like the pancake. You could always make the batter the night before, and then it's ready to go. You mix it back up in the morning. I think even the article in the Times said, you know, if you have even a good yeast-based pancake, you know, let it ferment overnight. Let it get the first rise done. And I know we like our pastries and donuts, things like that. And some of that's good, a little bit of sweet stuff. But we always felt that just good toast, have some good preserves. And again, nothing wrong with buying them. But if you are a food hobbyist, if you like to make things, making your own fruit preserves would be something to attempt. I know I've done it, especially with strawberries. Yeah, you have some. They're starting to get a little, you know, rough around the edges. They get bruised a little bit. Very easy to make strawberries, and even if you wanted to use frozen ones in the off season, cook them down with a little bit of sugar. You can get a nice. There's enough pectin in there to thicken it up nicely. You can make a nice spread or a nice sauce for either toast or pancakes or even French toast. French toast is another one of those things that people tend to rush a little bit. Chatfields. We used to do, we'd buy a good cinnamon raisin brioche. And you could buy raisin bread. There's all kinds of that out there. But making your French toast with that, you don't really have to do too much to the batter. But what you need to do is, just like with a bread pudding, which is kind of what it's close to, is you have to let the bread soak up that egg custard a little bit. If you have very dry bread, of course, it takes a little bit longer. But instead of just dipping it, doing that quick way, just like with toast, you know, you're just trying to get the outside brown, the inside is nothing. With French toast, that tends to happen. Some people just dip it quickly, brown the outside, and of course you've got that flavor, and you're putting all kinds of stuff on it. But really, if you have a good custard, let the bread soak in the custard. You don't want it to fall apart, but you want it to be totally soft, and then cook it slowly. Don't brown it too quickly. You want that egg custard to set right through the toast. And then you have real good French toast. That, of course, the French toast, that was actually the way to use the... Well, if you had bread that wasn't mass-produced, of course, it would go stale in a day or so. There wasn't true French bread. There's no oil in it. There's no fat. No preservatives. So you were forced to do something else with it, whether it's make croutons or use the, you know, make toast or French toast, what we like to call it, pain perdu. So if you're using good bread, and what the times we're talking about, even if you're not too many, if you have a small family, maybe get some good bread and put it in the freezer. Freezing is really, other than room temperature, the best way to store pastries and bread. The refrigerator doesn't do much good for it. Sometimes it gets ropey. You see that if you put some rolls. The only thing I think I think English muffins kind of store well in the fridge, but bread, either frozen or if you're going to use it that day, room temperature. I know when we were growing up, we always kept bread in the freezer. We had a big freezer and picked bread up once a week because, again, with a large family, a lot of sandwiches, a lot of toast. Never really had bread at dinner time in the sense that we'd have, a basket of rolls on the table, but we'd had toast for breakfast and we had sandwiches for lunch. But bread was always in the freezer. And if you're buying good bread, the author recommends getting something, slice it, put it in little freezer bags, and it's ready to go. And when you're going to make your toast or your French toast, anything like that, you've got a good, nice, textured, artisan-type bread rather than just the standard mass-produced stuff. Simple, right? Simple food, but a lot of detail into quality of the product and preparation. So now, eggs. And I guess that's what separates. I always beg the question, you know, what makes something brunch? Does it include eggs? Well, you see eggs everywhere now. I guess no matter what you put an egg on, it's makes it better. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, right? People are putting a sunny side up egg. When you have the frisée salad or a nice a firmer lettuce with the bacon on it, and then of course, or even variations on a Caesar or grilled romaine. Any dressings are based with egg anyway, but put a runny egg on there. The yolk kind of helps make a sauce. So when we come back, we've got a break for a couple of messages here. We'll talk over some basics of egg cookery, because the article, it, you know, had some things, but there are some tips to it. And I always, when I taught culinary classes with my students, the first protein we would deal with is egg. Because if you can cook an egg, you can cook anything. People say, how can you mess up a fried egg? Or how can you mess up an egg? Well, there's many ways, and I'm sure we've all experienced them. So when we come back to table, we'll see what we can do with some eggs, which would probably be, more often than not, an item you would cook in the morning. It's the quickest protein, the easiest, and very versatile. Chef Bill's Table.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
At the table here. So cooking eggs, my favorite thing. And I said the article, you know, gave some good basics. People like sunny side up. Difficult part with sunny side up eggs is, of course, you've got to, with fried eggs, you've really got to cook them a little bit slowly, because you still have that thin layer of white on the top of the egg that needs sometimes to set up. And some people baste with a little bit of butter. Of course, then you're cooking in a lot of fat. Our favorite way was you have the egg, it's sunny side up, and you can actually do several in a pan this way also. What you want to use is good fresh eggs so the white doesn't run all over the place. As eggs age, they're actually easier to peel if you're doing hard-boiled eggs. But the white tends to run, and you don't get that good little bit thicker base to have that yolk set on. So it's kind of catch 22. So fresh eggs for frying, a little bit older eggs for easy peel boiling. So your eggs are set, are starting to set. The whites, you know, you again cook them a little slowly. You don't want them burned around the edges. So what we'd do is take in a lid that would cover the pan. Put a little bit of water, nothing, yeah, you need like a tablespoon, if that, a little bit of water, and splash the water into the pan. It starts to create steam, like around the edge of where the eggs are. Immediately put the lid on the pan, and you could probably turn the heat off at that point. Eggs set at a very low temperature, and I think whatever what happens is, we call that the carryover cooking. Heat continues to cook the egg, and it's enough where your scrambled eggs get really dry and the yolk and the egg gets too hard. But steaming will give you that appearance, you know, get rid of that raw appearance of the sunny side up egg. If that's something that you don't like, it'll set that little bit of white on the top. Make sure the whole thing is cooked, and then you've got, and it, you know, slows down that final cooking time or temperature there, so the eggs don't overcook. Then you can with a spatula, of course, slide the eggs out, however many you're serving per person. Poaching them, of course, we like the little holders there that work with the steam, whether it's over a water bath or the little the gadgets. Always fun, you know, they're pretty handy for doing. Well, you could use, you know, 4 or 6 eggs. We've actually seen inserts for larger pans. And those are nice doing eggs for a group. When you're poaching eggs, now I know in hotels, of course, we had to get ready for the day before. You actually, in a large pot, of course, we're poaching dozens of eggs. And you can poach them ahead. And you get them so the white is set. You know, you've got to be careful. The yolk is still a little runny. And when they're done, you, with a slotted spoon, put them in ice water and cool them right down. And now these eggs can stay till the next day when you just have to reheat them. And again, if you were doing, you know, food for a bunch of people, say weekend brunch, that might be an option. But usually poaching, you know, the article talks about the vortex, get the water swirling around. And that's always kind of cool because if you do it right, the egg white wraps right around the yolk, looks like a little football when it comes out. And that, of course, for classical cooking, the appearance was important. If your egg didn't look right, you actually had to trim off some of the egg whites so nothing was kind of flopping around loose there. But circling the water, call for vinegar. Don't be afraid. It's not going to flavor the egg. The acid will help set the white. Call for salting the water, too. I'm not always a fan of the salt, because salt can actually have the opposite effect. But a little acid, lemon juice or vinegar is good in your poaching water to keep the white setting up properly. Now, of course, scrambled eggs, easy to make for a group. Oh, I've always called them hotel eggs. And again, that secret, the technique is add some whole butter to the eggs. When they start to, you don't want those rubbery, bouncy things that sometimes you get in the diners that do them on the flat griddle. Very quick and easy to do, but we like them so almost you eat them with a spoon. It's almost like a sauce. It's so good. And that's the point. You can also, you could shred a little cheese in there if you like also instead of the butter. But whole unsalted butter works well. Scrambled eggs, again, if you want to save some time, break the eggs the night before, whisk them well. If you want to make sure that the albumen's broken up and there's no shells, of course, you pass them through a strainer. They'll be nice. The texture will be more uniform. And some people like that difference in texture. They'll say, okay, just break the egg in the pan and scramble it afterwards. So you've got a little bit of white, a little bit of yolk, and that's all well and good. If that's your preference, then by all means do it. But for a nice, what we call hotel eggs, get the lower heat, and of course nonstick pans are great now. I use not a metal spoon, either a wooden or a plastic spoon to stir. But you have to stir them a few times, and when the curds, the egg starts to set up, that's the time you watch the heat. You can add your whole butter then. You want them creamy, and you also want to stop the heat before they're done. That carryover time, again, eggs are so delicate as far as the temperature they need. When the eggs are about half cooked, really, you could probably turn the heat off and stir a couple of times, and the eggs would be perfectly done. They don't have to cook them until they're done. Then of course, you got to get them out of the pan right away, and they're, No need to put that much heat to them. When you say you could fry an egg on a sidewalk, it's true. If it's 110 to 115 degrees, it's enough to set an egg white. That's why I used to train students with their proteins. As the egg gets firmer, it's the same with other proteins, you know, meat, poultry, things like that. If you're doing a touch test, so say you want an egg over hard, you turn the fried egg. You want to cook the yolk all the way through, You can tell by pressing every few seconds the progress, the firmness of the yolk. Some people want over medium. They want a little bit runny, not runny at all. Eggs are a good way to practice handling proteins. Now, of course, the ultimate treat, if you want to go fancy, steak and eggs. You know, who says it has to be bacon, ham, or sausage? You know, what about even, I used to like a hamburger for breakfast meat. You like beef. I didn't want, you know, something too salty. I didn't want something too fatty. But steak and eggs, and it doesn't have to be a huge steak, but steak and eggs is always good. Or if you're serving steak for dinner, you know, put a sunny side up egg on top. You've got a yolk that makes the sauce. Seems to be what people kind of like about that, that you break the yolk and makes kind of a creamy sauce with whatever else is on the plate. The leap day, surf and turf day. Now, this is one, you know, sounds a little strange. To me, used to love using it for a lunch dish, the Hangtown Fry. So if you think of surf and turf as some meat and seafood, this one is oysters and bacon and eggs. And sometimes it's done as a scramble, sometimes as an omelet. But basically you have oysters, and you can buy them already shucked, no problem. Some people like to just flour them. I would, you know, you could dredge them in a cornmeal or a seafood breader. But basically, you've got some little light coating on the oysters. Of course, your bacon, you'll have cooked at least most of the way. It may be not crispy all the way yet, but you might have it pretty much cooked until that last point. So it is, you melt a little butter and saute the oysters, fry them, and then you have your bacon warmed up. Or if you do your bacon first, you could actually fry the oysters in some of the bacon fat if you really want some flavor. But then make scrambled eggs or an omelet, or you could, if you have, you want to chop the bacon, mix it into the eggs, fold the eggs over the oysters. But, I don't know, seems to me surf and turf for breakfast, the Hangtown Fry would be the way to go. Something that maybe would be a weekend treat. But in any respect, try making breakfast your family meal. If you see you're not having time at the end of the day or at the nighttime because of schedules, make the time. Relatively easy to do. You can have, it's not a whole lot to prep for. The ingredients, we normally have most of them on hand. You always have some bread. You always have some spreads, cereal, beverages, eggs, quick to cook. And then could be whatever was left from the night before, whether it's, heck, you got pizzerias, they're baking a sunny side up egg on a pizza. You know, cold pizza could be a breakfast. Not cold anymore because we have microwaves, we have ways to heat things up. But I know one of my sisters always saved the pizza from the night before, just keep it in the oven overnight. In the box and then have it for breakfast. Never let it hit the fridge. See, pizzerias leave their slices out all day. It's only, you know, it's sauce and cheese. Nothing going to go wrong. I wouldn't leave it in the oven for days, but at least on a quick overnight might not be the end of the world. But some of your leftovers could be engineered into breakfast food. Again, whatever you're having, some fresh toast, fresh coffee, good juice, and an egg. Could make it good. Got to sign off now, Chef Bill. We'll talk to you next week at the table, 11 o'clock on 100inthechamberradio.com. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.